At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Why can't people just be happy for a second? We can't just have a happy moment. It is the Brett Mega Show. Yesterday, we had this really cool happy moment on the show that Hannah had shared that she's in a new relationship, Julian, and we were super excited, but immediately got text messages and immediately got people on Instagram. What does Bear think of him? What is the Hannah's? Doesn't she share a dog with her ex-boyfriend? What's the situation like? And so we were like, we're not going to run from any conversation. It was something that Hannah had talked about. Is she did go through a breakup. Her and her boyfriend did have a dog together, and they were doing the co-parenting, co-custody of the dog. And so getting into a new relationship did lead to a bunch of complications when it comes to that stuff, naturally. And people wanted to know, and Hannah's a very transparent person. And so we're going to address that on the show.
Yeah, so this is a very big wound for me that I just want to open up once, because I love you guys and you deserve to know this information. But this is probably, I don't know that I've ever been more scared to do a break than I am with this, just because it's really hard for me to share this stuff. It's heavy on me. But last August, my ex and I broke up. We obviously shared a dog together, Bear. And right when him and I broke up, I vividly remember sitting in the studio, like right after we broke up, and Brett was like, Hannah, you need to figure this out. Like, you guys need to figure out this dog situation. You're going to get hurt in the end. Like, if you don't figure it out, don't drag this on. I don't want to see you hurt. And I did not take that very well. I was like, Brett, like, you don't understand the situation. Like, my ex and I get along. Our dog's so important. I love Bear so much. It'll just figure it out. We'll be able to share him. It'll be fine.
Should always listen to my advice. That's a good point from this. Yep, that's good.
So for months, I was really hard-headed, and my ex and I were sharing Bear. We were doing different things. I would keep Bear for a while. He'd keep Bear for a while. Then we tried to do a schedule. Then we tried to do split custody. Then all the weeks and stuff kept getting mixed up, and it was really, really hard to do the split custody. It absolutely drained me mentally. I knew I was hurting myself, but I just kept trying to push it through because of my love for Bear. But let me tell you, it absolutely destroyed me to keep doing that. And I saw it affecting me in every way. And then I started seeing it affect Bear. It was not good for Bear to be in the middle of my ex and I arguing and trying to figure out who keeps them and who did what. And I'm confident in knowing that I did everything I could to fight for Bear, because ultimately I wanted him. I wanted Bear solely to myself. I didn't want to keep splitting him with my ex. I wanted him to live with me forever. But unfortunately, that's not how it ended up. My ex, Matt and I decided that he will have Bear. I tried once again. I literally tried everything I could. I tried the nice way, asking. I tried explaining how close my family was with Bear. Like, I literally tried everything, but ultimately, Matt's name is on the paperwork. He has Bear, so I no longer have Bear.
Listeners did want to know what the situation was. Yeah. So thank you for sharing. I did tell Hannah this. I think a lot of couples face this same dilemma when they go through a breakup, or even couples who go through divorces when it comes with the dog. We had talked about it on the show, like how they had figured out the custody situation, and it is really complex. Yeah. I do think your dogs are your family, but I have said this, and it's a controversial statement. They're not like kids where you can just do this co-parenting, co-custody thing. It ends up being the sever that never ties you from your ex. You're constantly seeing each other. You're constantly attached to each other. And realistically, it's such a complex feeling and emotion, and they're not humans, that I feel like it's not even in the best interest of the dog. Like, I feel like one person has to have custody, home the dog. And it does suck how it got ugly at times, or you fought and the battle didn't end the way you wanted, but you are 100% doing the right thing and 100% in the right of, like, one of us has to have custody. We can't keep doing this and be tied to each other for the next 18 years of this dog's life or whatever, however long the dog lives. Like, and that's not good for your mental health. That's not good for the dog's mental health. It's not good for your ex's mental health, your new boyfriend, your new relationships. And so I think you're 100% doing the right thing. But I do know that killed you inside of this battle and losing a family member.
I don't even know the words to describe how I feel other than it is so beyond unfair. It is so unfair that I don't have him. It was unfair that, you know, I had to leave and not take him with me. Like, all around, it's unfair. I know it's hard for me to say that I made the right decision because ultimately you never know. But what I do know is that the feelings I had doing this shared custody were so bad. I was turning down work opportunities because I didn't want to spend any time away from the few days of custody that I had with Bear. I didn't want to spend a second apart from him because I knew it wasn't going to last long. So I was turning down work opportunities, the feeling of
social activities, anything.
I was isolating myself. It was terrible. My family, like, literally had to, like, I feel like pick me up off the floor for when I would have to drop Bear back off. I mean, it was
unhealthy.
It was terrible. It was like killing me. Like, that sounds dramatic, but that's emotionally how I felt. Like, it was killing me to do the split custody. So I know in order for me to progress in my life and progress mentally, I had to be realistic.
And for Bear to progress. Everything about this is about
exactly,
like, what is in the best interest of everyone involved. And that is why, like you said, you don't know if you're making the right decision, but this is in the best interest of everyone.
Yeah, I mean, my heart breaks for you, Hannah, because I know you love Bear and you still love Bear. But, you know, you said it best. It is in Bear's best interest have, you know, one owner, and it will eventually help you, you know, I mean, get over this terrible breakup. Yeah. I mean, it's horrible all the way around, but in the end, it's what's best for Bear and it is what's best for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard as hell, but I know it's right.
I know you have tears in your eyes, and it is interesting how life, like, has those moments that, like, almost humble you. Like, yesterday we were, like, all celebrating this new relationship. Yeah. The next day we're in tears because that's how life works and that's how we share the ups and the downs with you, and because you are a big part of our family here on the Brett Maga Show. So thank you for sharing, Hannah.